In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. St. John of the Ladder is the person, the theme presented to us this fourth Sunday of Lent. St. John was a monk born in Syria in the mid-500s, and he's called of the Ladder because of the title of a book he wrote called The Ladder, or by its longer title, The Ladder of Divine Ascent. It's a relatively short book with advice to monks on growing closer to God in their walk with Jesus Christ, and so that the divine presence becomes more and more palpable as a person lets go of their vices and lives in the virtue and power of the Holy Spirit. And St. John envisioned this spiritual growth as rungs on a ladder, with each rung representing either vices that trap a person and can be overcome, or virtues one can lean into to live a more divine life while yet on earth. And St. John paired many of the vices with a corresponding virtue that sets the journeyers free. We are freed from falsehood by leaning into truth. We are freed from resentment by leaning into forgiveness. We are freed from slander and gossip by leaning into silence. Here's an interesting one. We are freed from fear, not by leaning into bravery. We are freed from fear by leaning into love. Love is what casts out fear. And St. John isn't talking about like the fear of heights or the fear of spiders or the fear of terrorists. He's talking about inner fear, spiritual fear. For example, a fear of how others see me, a fear of losing my imagined status in the eyes of someone else if I am acting genuinely. Now, as an illustration of this growth in God, the church has given us a truly unique icon. I mean, even within the tradition, it is one of a kind. And we went over this a few years ago, but it's always good to get a refresher. Lots of new faces around and kids getting older, so I thought maybe we could review the icon again. And I have a copy here. It's St. John's Ladder of Divine Ascent. So in the top corner here, we have Jesus Christ, the source, the content of our life. And now our spiritual growth, our spiritual climb, we have to make clear, is not to Jesus. It's not simply to Jesus Christ, as if Jesus is up here and we're down here somewhere. Our spiritual growth is in Christ. Jesus is with us on the ladder. Jesus is with us on our journey. You might say that Jesus is, in fact, the ladder itself. Jesus is with you and around you and even in you. I don't want anyone thinking that we climb the ladder in order to get to Jesus. That would be bad theology. The Son of God has already come to us. The ladder is not getting to Jesus. The ladder is growth in Jesus. Growth in the divine life that can already be lived and experienced on earth. Or to put it another way, the people way down here on rung number one are already living the divine life in the capacity that they are able at that hour, at that moment in their life. And these people on the ladder are each of us. And those who desire the divine life have the grace to grow and ascend in the divine, becoming more and more Christ-like by cultivating the fruits of the Spirit, by cultivating the fruits that St. John illustrated as rungs. Each rung will be kindness and gentleness and peace and joy and, of course, above all, love. So then in the top corner, the other corner, we have a choir of angels. And they're not just there to root us on, although I'm sure they do that. Angels are loving, interactive spirits filling us with light as we make our way through life. And they indicate to us, they guide us, they show us, and help us see the path of love. In the bottom right corner, there are a group of people watching. And these are people who have not yet started their own journey in Christ. You might call them the non-believers. For whatever reason, the love of God remains hidden from their awareness. But what they do see is the love of God at work in you, to the extent that it is. And your growth in love and joy and peace is itself a witness to them of the goodness of God. And then finally, we have the parts of the icon that some people find a little bit scary, a little bit creepy even. We have these shadowy, demonic figures pulling some of the climbers off the ladder with ropes. Then at the very bottom, there's a rather disturbing giant mouth swallowing one of the fallen. So these shadowy figures, they represent vices. They represent temptations, the demons that tempt us to do wrong. They lure us off the mark, away from our better nature, away from growth, away from the divine life. And these could be anger or greed or resentment or stubbornness or sloth or whatever it is that you find tries to lead you away from the divine life. And this is really important, these ropes here. These ropes are our choices. They are when we choose to leave the light and jump off the mark. You can't be pulled off the ladder of divine life against your will. You can only choose to fall off. You can only choose to fall off by pursuing something spiritually unhealthy. Temptations don't pull you off until you choose them. The ropes are our bad choices. And then, of course, there's that creepy swallowing mouth at the bottom. And that represents despondency, hopelessness, the despair that St. Ephrem mentions in his Lenten prayer. And it really is the saddest trap of all. It's being swallowed by the belief that because I fell away, I am no longer worthy. I am no longer a friend of God. It's the belief that I am no longer loved, no longer lovable. And that if you've ever experienced despair or despondency, it feels like being swallowed. It feels like being swallowed. It's being swallowed by self-loathing. And ultimately, it is being swallowed by a lie. Because the fact remains that even the fallen remain in the love and grace and friendship of Jesus Christ forever. That cannot be undone. Simply because someone is falling does not mean God loves them less. Does not mean God loves them less. And notice the golden glow of the icon, which in iconography always means divine love and divine light. The golden glow encompasses even the fallen. When you fall, Satan wants you to believe the lie that you are worthless, unlovable, unforgivable, and somehow less than. The church says no. The church says no. And interestingly enough, right next to this lie, right next to this mouth, is what? Is the first rung of the ladder. It's the first rung of the ladder. It's right there. It's two steps over. It's right there. Maybe the most important lesson is I can get back on. I can get back on. And remember, Jesus isn't just at the top of the ladder. Jesus is the ladder. Remember when the prodigal son came to his senses and the dad ran to him. The ladder of the divine life extends all the way down to where you are right now. The people way down on rung number one, they're already living the divine life at their capacity this very hour. And as we affirm continually, the ladder does not represent how we get to Jesus. The ladder is our growth in Jesus. It is growth in the divine life that can already be experienced today, no matter where you're starting. Amen.